AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump has announced on social media he's been indicted in connection with the alleged mishandling of classified documents at his Florida estate. Jackie Quinn has details.
Former President Trump has been posting all week, suggesting that he did anticipate being charged and has escalated his attacks on special counsel Jack Smith. Monday, his lawyers met with Justice Department officials in Washington to argue against an indictment. They exited stone-faced less than 2 hours later. The former president says he's due in court in Miami next week.
The Supreme Court has affirmed a lower court ruling that found a likely violation of the Voting Rights Act in an Alabama congressional map, rejecting a Republican-led effort to weaken the landmark voting rights law. President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak have reiterated support for Ukraine as it battles Russia's invasion. They're also increasing cooperation on clean energy transition and emerging technologies like artificial intelligence. Meantime, the president's sending more help to Canada to battle wildfires that have sent a hazardous haze into the eastern U.S.
Additional firefighters and the fire suppression assets such as air tankers.
And forecasters say an El Nino has formed. Ed Donahue has details.
An El Nino is a natural, temporary, and occasional warming, a part of the Pacific that shifts weather patterns across the world. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says for the next few months, during the northern winter, El Nino will most be felt in the southern hemisphere. It hits hardest in the northern hemisphere from December through February, shifting the winter storm track farther south to the equator. The entire southern third to half of the United States, including California, is likely to be wetter in El Nino. It could heighten the risk of landslides. Forecasters say the Pacific Northwest and parts of the Ohio Valley could go dry and warm. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. A new podcast from an infamous New Yorker is attracting some unusual attention. Julie Walker explains why.
While under house arrest, Anna Sorokin, dubbed the fake heiress, has launched a podcast called The Anna Delvey Show. From her East Village apartment, Anna Delvey, wearing an ankle monitor, tapes her new show and tells the Associated Press,
"So many people became famous for bad things and were able to kind of segued into something different, so hopefully I'll manage to accomplish that as well."
Delvey was convicted of scamming banks, hotels, wealthy New Yorkers out of $275,000. After serving nearly 4 years in jail, the German citizen is awaiting a deportation hearing. As for the Netflix series based on her,
a lot of things were dramatized, so I know some of the stuff like definitely did not happen.
Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.